This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Raves. This is Making a Difference, stories that feature organizations in our listening area that are working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. Today, our focus is Main Street, Arkansas. Established in 1980, Main Street, Arkansas is a component of the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program, which is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. Through its association with the National Main Street Center, Main Street, Arkansas provides consulting and training services for member towns that are in need of downtown revitalization. Carrie Tyson is the director of Main Street, Arkansas, and tells what the goals of the statewide program are.
Our goal is to help any community that wants to help itself in revitalizing its historic commercial district. We believe that the downtowns are the heart of the city, and they're the first thing that site consultants, for example, go through before they even contact the Chamber of Commerce, and they tell a lot about how a community thinks about themselves. So it's an important overall economic development strategy, both for small business growth, but as well as for quality of living.
And according to its website, Main Street, Arkansas provides technical assistance, design services, and small business consultations that help create economic development in the state's downtown areas. Cities must also meet specific financial requirements, which consist of funding from government, financial institutions and industry, local businesses, and other funding from grants, fundraisers, and interested individuals. 17 cities are members of Main Street, Arkansas, and another 13 cities in the state are members of the Arkansas Downtown Network. The Arkansas Downtown Network provides downtown revitalization assistance to communities that are not certified Main Street cities. To find out if a city can qualify to be a member of Main Street, Arkansas, there is an application process that city goes through. According to Tyson, applications are accepted each fall.
And we have an advisory board that reviews those applications as well as our staff. And we're interested in working with any community that wants to put together a successful application. So they make application and they're looking to develop their program, their advocacy program in the four points of Main Street. And those four points are design, which is everything you can touch and feel, organization, which is the ways and means of that usually nonprofit group, promotion, which is image, retail, and special events, and then the economic development of the downtown, which is the entrepreneurship, the small business development. So those applications are submitted once a year and reviewed by our board, and then we go forward from there.
Today we focus on two towns in Northeast Arkansas that are part of the Main Street, Arkansas program. First, we go to Greene County and visit the growing city of Paragould. The town of just under 25,000 is experiencing growth, but one area of town that officials are trying to revitalize is the downtown area. Executive Director of Main Street Paragould is Gina Jarrett. Paragould has been in Main Street, Arkansas since 1999. Jarrett tells about Paragould's downtown today.
Well, we are fortunate that we still have a very vital downtown. We have a wonderful mix of retail, great dining, office professional and service industry. So many of our downtowns are empty, or many of our downtowns have just office professional, but we still have that mix, and it's a good mix. And now we're adding in second-story living, so that adds a whole different vibe to it.
Now Jarrett says it was not always that way. When Paragould decided to enroll in the Main Street, Arkansas program, many citizens felt downtown Paragould was dying. Jarrett explains Paragould faces many of the same challenges other downtowns across the state faces.
We're fortunate in Paragould. We don't have a lot of vacancy right. That's always a huge challenge. And then because of the nature of our downtown, we're kind of limited as to who can go into our empty spots. We're limited by size of space available oftentimes. The majority of our storefronts in Paragould are anywhere from 1,400 to 1,800 square feet, so that's kind of limited. We are limited by zoning and fire code for and health department. You know, if a restaurant wants to come in, they can't come in just anywhere. I think the main hurdle is what to put in our empty storefronts.
Chris Bass is a lifelong Paragould resident. Bass owns SMS Heating and Cooling in downtown Paragould and owns at least six other buildings in downtown Paragould. Bass works with Main Street, Arkansas in restoring the fronts of buildings. Bass says the more modern and eye-catching buildings help in spurring economic development, which is something the Bass sees as a major challenge facing downtown Paragould.
You know, a lot of the challenges are is just getting people to invest, you know, to really come down here and invest their money, and also, you know, to do the projects correctly. You know, we're trying to preserve the look of the old buildings in the downtown area. And so that's kind of been a challenge, and you know, just overall interest, you know, in doing something with these buildings and putting in good businesses in the downtown area.
Bass has seen numerous benefits of the program in Paragould. Bass explains about 12 years ago, businesses were struggling in downtown. According to Bass, the program provided funding for one business to revitalize its storefront, and that led to other businesses doing the same. According to Bass, the result is a downtown that has a different look and has more foot and vehicle traffic going through downtown Paragould than before. Next, we go to the Mississippi County town of Osceola. Osceola is a town of just over 8,000 people. Osceola's downtown, like Paragould's downtown, is a historic district. Osceola is a town that's located just a few miles east of Interstate 55 and is seeing some businesses choose sites away from downtown Osceola and closer to the interstate. Stephen Knox is a board member of Main Street Osceola and says a huge challenge is bringing businesses back to downtown Osceola.
Osceola's in the program because there was a definitive need to revitalize the downtown area, which is one of the main things that Main Street brings to the forefront. And with architectural help, we got some help with design of our streetscape, the antique lighting that we've put up out there. The banners that we have on our poles, things like that, to let everybody know this is a Main Street community. It's just, it's very, very vital to the turning around the trend of everything moving away from downtown areas, urban sprawl, I guess you might call it. Main Street has helped bring businesses to the downtown area that weren't here. I've been an Osceola resident for a little over 5 years. I moved here from Memphis, and when I came here, there were only a fraction of the businesses up and down Hale Street and on Walnut, which are two of the main streets in this program. And today, it's not where we want it to be, but there's businesses all along parts of the blocks on Hale, on both sides of railroad tracks that weren't there. There's probably 9 businesses here on Hale Street alone that weren't here 5 years ago.
And Knox believes the Main Street Arkansas program has helped in the economic development of downtown Osceola. Not only have more businesses come to downtown Osceola, but the program has also brought more foot traffic into downtown. The main court square is surrounded by the Mississippi County Courthouse, which generates moderate traffic. Highway 61 brings motorists to downtown Osceola. Knox says the goal of the program is to bring motorists into the businesses of Main Street Osceola. Knox tells what types of businesses they're trying to attract downtown.
Basically, go after niche businesses. That's one thing we've done. You know, we across the street, we have an antique shop. We have a healthcare agency. We have a church. We had another business that was over there that moved out because they had an issue with the landlord, nothing that we could control. People do come to us, but we also go out looking for people. It's also very vital that we have businesses over on the east side of town because, you know, technically the railroad track is the dividing line, in so to speak, for Osceola. And part of Main Street's efforts are on the west side of the tracks and part are on the east side of the tracks. And it's very vital for us to have businesses because most of the other businesses that were on the east side of town, except for a grocery store or two, has moved away from the east side.
Knox believes that without the Main Street Arkansas program in Osceola, the downtown would suffer significantly. Executive Director of Main Street Osceola, Susan Fitch, agrees.
I've lived here all my life and have been involved with the program on and off for a while, but just in the director's part for about 4 years. I feel like the program has benefited Osceola in many ways, not ways that maybe everyone in Osceola can see, but behind the scenes as well, like going in and being assistance to people who are like revamping or trying to redirect or get a new crowd or a different age group and revitalizing what they already have to bring it up to speed, you know, to what people would like today or younger adults would like to see.
Executive Director of Main Street Osceola, Susan Fetch, and Executive Director of Main Street Perigold, Gina Jarrett, both believe Main Street, Arkansas, has moved their respective cities forward as their downtowns are generating more economic growth. Both Fetch and Jarrett say, while there's been significant progress made in those cities' downtowns, there is more work to be done to bring those cities to meet their future goals. More information on the Main Street Arkansas program can be found at www.arkansaspreservation.com or by calling 501-324-9880. And this is Making a Difference on KASU, which focus on organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.